It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado hospitals and health systems are reactivating a center that helps transfer patients in response to increased transmission of the Delta variant. The state's hospital association says it's seen a significant rise in COVID-19 hospitalizations over the past several weeks. Some hospitals are starting to report capacity and staffing concerns. Through the center, patients can be transferred from a hospital that doesn't have enough capacity or if they need a different level of care. Permits to build apartments have more than doubled in Colorado since the same period last year. CPR's Ben Marcus has more.
Apartment construction took a major hit last year. The pandemic made suburban single-family homes more desirable, and builders stopped constructing dense urban apartment buildings. But it didn't take too long for that to change. The stunning price tag for a single-family home in Denver leaves many with no choice but to rent, says Terrence Hunt, an apartment expert at CBRE.
The buildings are filling up, concessions are being burnt off, and we're seeing rents actually trend up.
And those higher rents naturally lead builders and investors to start constructing new apartments. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
At the Paralympics, a competitor from Colorado Springs became one of the first two para-triathletes to be multi-medalists in the game's history. Haley Danz won the silver medal in the women's triathlon, which she had also done in the 2016 Rio Paralympics. Danz finished second to her Team USA teammate, Alyssa Seeley. The Paralympics continue through the rest of this week. Much of Colorado has another few days of smoky air and temperatures staying warm in the 90s along the Front Range and in western Colorado, 70s in the mountains, and some rain to help clear the air, but that's later in the week. In Denver, 94 this afternoon, Grand Junction in the mid-90s, and about the same tomorrow, mountain highs in the 70s, with that chance for rain and cooler temperatures later on. Mountain highs will drop into the 60s by Thursday and Friday. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.